psychiatry is an attack on us. I want to thank the many groups who endorsed this demo, and I'm not going to name you all, but I do want to note that, as has been the case throughout our history, feminist groups have particularly stepped forward. I will name a few people that I can't imagine not naming, but most of you know that many more people have been involved. I particularly want to thank the chair of today, Rebecca Ballin. Can we hear it for Rebecca? I particularly want to thank Occupy Psychiatry, the Toronto Rape Crisis Center, and The Stop. I particularly want to thank someone who I'll be introducing shortly, one of our speakers for today, MPP Sherry DeNovo. There's a few guidelines for today, and I'm going to ask people to follow them. If you haven't received a billet, there's a billet on what to do if anyone arrests you. There's a name that you can call. There's legal help. So will people please continue to hand out the billet so that anyone who doesn't have one can have one. We have a number of marshals for this event. We're asking people. Unfortunately, the head marshal with the handbands isn't here yet, but can people... Oh, she is. Okay, here are the handbands. You'll recognize them by the red handbands. Okay, so look for a red handband. If we are forced to move, we are moving en bloc. So we're asking no one to stay behind. We're asking everyone to move with us and follow the marshals to the new location. We have reserved a new location in the event that for some strange reason we are not welcome, right? But we're expecting to be welcome. This is a peaceful demo. I'm asking nobody to deface property and no one to go on to the steps. So we're going to keep our distance and we're going to hope that the clerk keeps theirs. I would ask to remind people, though, if they are concerned that we are in any way trespassing, that most of Toronto, including University of Toronto, and this is part of University of Toronto, are unceded Aboriginal territory. If Aboriginal people ask us to leave, we will leave. Thank you, enjoy the demo, and let me introduce a longtime supporter of our movement and wonderful ally, MPP Sherry DeNovo.
Thanks, Bonnie, and I want to give a shout out. We should give an incredible round of applause to who I consider the mother and father of this movement, really, is Bonnie, Dr. Bonnie and Don White. So let's hear it for them. I remember back in the day when I was a youngin', and I remember Phoenix Rising, a phenomenal paper that came out, and again, the same people have been doing this for decades, so we have to honor our elders, and I'm honoring our elders, absolutely. I was going to start by saying, call me crazy, but. So call me crazy, but the main determinant of anyone's health is poverty in this province. And if those in power really wanted to help those who are diseased, what they would do is provide housing for everyone. That's number one. So instead of putting our money into pharmaceutical research, maybe we should put our money into housing so that every single person has a place to live. I can tell you there'd be a lot less diseased people then. Call me crazy, but if this province really cared about those who are diseased, they would put their money into completely abolishing poverty. One poor child is one poor child too many. And there's a very straightforward way of doing that. Threefold, truly. One is you raise the OW and ODSP rates so that people can actually live on them. And number two, you raise the minimum wage so people can actually live on that. So that if you work, you can live. If you can't work, you can still live. And that's critical. And if we had that, we probably wouldn't have so many diseased people. we have some competition. But anyway, suffice to say, I have to move on to yet another demonstration. I actually tabled a bill to end the funding of electroshock therapy. That is not the end of that bill or the end of that movement. That will happen again if this government lasts. So bear with me and keep on fighting. Thank you. One more thing, and I think this is going to happen at Queen's Park this week, actually. This one friend mentioned it to me. Children's Aid Societies, one of the things we desperately need in this province. I come from the riding and represent the riding where Caitlin Sampson died. What we need is government oversight of CAS as well. And so we will be having a press conference within the next 2 weeks, probably with Caitlin's mom. One of our members is going to be introducing a bill for government ombudsman oversight of CAS and the mush factor. By the way, we're the only province that doesn't have ombudsman oversight of our hospitals and our CAS and the mush factor. The only one. This is disgraceful. We need oversight. We need a place you can appeal to for abuse that happens within these institutions. So that'll be happening. Follow the papers. It'll be happening in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you very much, Sherry. I have a statement that I'm reading from longtime activist and shock survivor Mel Starkman. So these are the words of Mel Starkman, and Mel wanted them read at this demo, and we wanted him high up on the agenda because he's a long, long time activist in this area. I stand before you as a victim of electroshock during my 20s and 30s, just as I was coming into my manhood. The number of shocks, the intensity is not readily available to my mind, are buried in the records of the hospital I have been incarcerated in, psych prisons, so to say. Over 3 years, I probably had 50 shocks and came out benumbed and bewildered. Today I am 71 and the next shock would kill me. They were against my expressed will with little to no information provided or side effects described. It was by fear, force, and fraud that I landed in this dilemma. My shock treatments were stopped all of a sudden after a brain x-ray showed damage to my brain after I'd seen a neurologist. Was the brain injury pre-existent due to my cerebral palsy and intensified, or was the injury a posteriori and directly a consequence of the electroshocks? Whatever the case, it was a crime. Now I live on pills night and day that are debilitating and shortening my life. They might as well have hit me in the head with a hammer for all the good the shocks did. If shock is not abolished, many other unfortunate victims will go my way into a bitter life that has few rewards. Every ECT is a crime, and it must be stopped now. Thank you, Mel.
Hello, my name is Deb Singh, and I'm an activist and a counselor at the Toronto Rape Crisis Center, Multicultural Women Against Rape. I want to begin by saying thank you to the Coalition Against Psychiatric Assault and Occupy Toronto for having the TRCC AMWAR speak at this event today. I also want to say thank you to all those who identify with the issues presented at today's protest, those who are living with and loving someone who has been affected by the medicalization of our minds, and thanks to you for making your experiences an activist issue through planning this event. I would also like to acknowledge that we are the Indigenous people for which land we are occupying of the New Credit Mississauga territories. Sorry, the Mississauga New Credit territories, rather. At the Toronto Rape Crisis Center Multicultural Women Against Rape, we are affected by the medicalization and psychiatricization of the mental health model. We are survivors who have been diagnosed with mental health disorders because we are survivors of sexual violence, domestic violence, childhood sexual abuse, and institutional violence. We are survivors who have been discarded, incarcerated, stigmatized, and invisibilized by the medical system of mental health. We are voices to our own struggle who have been disempowered by the very institutions that say they are here to help us, a colonial term at that. We are Indigenous women. Thank you. We are Indigenous women. We are women of color. We are queer. We are trans. We are lesbians. We are bisexual people. We are cisgender men. We are poor and we have disabilities and we are courageous. As a counselor at the Toronto Rape Crisis Center, we have watched institutions like CAMH give women electroshock, stigmatize women in many ways that further impact our lives, perpetuate violence on women's bodies, incarcerate women against their will, and take away their freedom to live their realities as they are. We have seen money poured into the psychiatricization of our lives through building more mental health prisons, more research on mental health disorders, and more drugs that subdue us into submission. We have also seen less money go into organizations and groups that provide peer-based, feminist, and anti-oppressive counseling. We have seen places like rape crisis centers and the Women's Counseling Referral and Education Center close its doors due to, quote, lack of funding. But those of us who are here now know that this is not about a lack of funding. This is about social control, medicalizing our experiences of survivorship, criminalizing poor people through psychiatric incarceration, and promoting psychiatry. Shame.
Shame.
Yes. As a 38-year-old organization, the TRCC-MR continues to take leadership from communities who identify as survivors of psychiatry. We are aligned with survivors who have been told they have PTSD, or post-traumatic stress disorder. We are aligned with folks who have been diagnosed, as well as do believe in their diagnosis, as well as don't believe in their diagnosis. We are aligned with survivors who believe, we are aligned with what survivors believe is the right to support, what's the right support for them within or outside the medical model of psychiatry, because survivors know what's best for them. We believe survivors are the best resources for ourselves. We are against the state's insistence that they know the answer to our problems by the swallow of a pill or by the shock to our brains. We know that the struggle for justice is a long road. As the brilliant Bonnie Burstow shared with me last week, that psychiatry and the medicalization is affecting the lives of everyday people even more than 10 years ago. At the TRCC, we want to empower all survivors to find pathways to our own healing. That will look different for every survivor. But we believe that psychiatry, where it is now and where it is headed, is not the answer for our local and global communities. We believe the answer to healing is within ourselves. Thank you very much.
Thank you. It's good to be here again with you people that have been out in the years before over at Queen's Park. It's nice to be back again and making the voices known. This is called the Electric Shock Song. Can you like stand? Yeah, that'll work.
Someone stole my sunshine, took my memories. Dark days inside my head are killing me. Can't play piano no more, don't know my family. Won't somebody please, please help me? Why is it mostly women? Violence by the state. Psychiatric nightmare, electric shock, it's gotta stop. Someone took my soul, burned my memories, turned my dreams to ashes, hurt me. How could this be helping by burning a life away? Psychiatric nightmare, Electric shock, it's gotta stop. Electric shock, it's gotta stop.
As you can tell, I've been around a little while with this gray beard. You could see me with a red suit on come December. But back in 1967, there was a lovin' over at Queen's Park. Leonard Cohen and Buckley St. Marie were some of the people that were there. And anyway, that's sort of what started this song off. It's called Catch the Spirit. Caught the spirit down in Monterey and Woodstock, Berkeley, Chicago, 68. The March on Washington with Martin Luther King, he said, I have a dream, I have a dream. Catch the spirit, ride the wind. Catch the spirit, it's free again, it's free again. I caught the spirit at the loving down in Queen's Park. Young people came from everywhere, singing songs about peace and love and freedom. A girl put a flower in my hair. Of course, I had some hair back then. Catch the spirit, ride the wind. Catch the spirit, oh, it's free again, it's free again. Caught the spirit walking down the streets in Yorkville. Young people calling out for change. There's some hogs around here. I caught the spirit walking down the streets in Yorkville. Young people calling out for changes. Phil Oaks was singing, I ain't marching anymore. He's gone, but his song goes on and on and on and on. Catch the spirit, ride the wind. Catch the spirit, oh, it's free again, it's free again. And it's free right here.
Thank you so much, Roger. Let's hear it for Roger Ellis. Our next event of this demo is a performance by the students of Boise. Can we hear it for the students? You guys need our PA system?